MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide. A couple motorcycles blown by me. I am in Warren, Vermont. About to head out to Lincoln Gap. So I'm kind of spacing out on where I called last. I had a short day from Brenton Woods to Franconia. Tons of hike a bike. Getting rained on, thunder, lightning up on the peak of the hike a bike bit, and then just a crazy network of single track heading into Franconia, which in itself was, you know, the trail was kind of fun. I'm definitely overgeared for it, but there's so many intersections. I'm just constantly stopping and checking my GPS, checking my phone to make sure I'm going the right way, and just slow going, frustrating, etc. Come to find out, that was another little scouting bit that I just wasn't aware of. And it's not, wasn't great. So may or may not be in the route in the future, who knows, but it was definitely a challenge to get, it was a hike a bike up and a hike a bike down. Even before that, there was a bit of running into some no trespassing signs and having to back out, talk to a local who gave me a little bit better beta and go back in and try it, and all that was time consuming, slow going, nothing real physically challenging, but just time consuming. So it was a day of, you know, 7 hours for 35 miles, just super slow going, frustrating. Then another storm was coming in. I dropped my bike on the drive side, messed up my shifting. I had to go a couple miles out of the way to a bike shop to get that sorted out. But I did run into, I'm going to flake on his last name, but Robert from White Mountain Cycles by the Franconia Inn. He's a Tour Divide rider, and he's done it the last 2 years, and he got me sorted out, and that was great. But then another storm was looking like it's coming in, and I got soft and stayed put rather than ride into another one for the day. So it was a short day. I hate doing that. It never feels good, but it was good to sleep and not be soaked again. So the next day, yesterday, I rode from Franconia to Montpelier. That was fantastic. Right out of Franconia, there was a couple of steep bits, but nothing too crazy long. Actually, I think I called in from there now that I think about it, so you can skip that part. Eventually, it just dumps you out into some rail-to-trail, and it's just rail-to-trail for miles. I'd say out of the 60-some miles I did, you know, 45, maybe more, was rail-to-trail, and it's just fast and flowy. Scenic in parts, there's the Groton State Park in Groton, Vermont, not to be confused with the Groton that I grew up in Connecticut, or was born in, even. And then got into Montpelier, went to Three Penny Tavern, and promptly ordered an Edward from, I think it's called Homestead Brewery. It was a pale ale. It was delicious. I was hoping for an IPA, but, you know, you got to go with the beer name for you. So I met up with a Jeff Mullins of many ultra races. I met him at Smoke and Fire in Boise many years ago. But he's done TNGA and Hurricane and several others, and he's been messaging me. So it's kind of, you know, yesterday I made an appeal to the team internet to help me out with some resupply points that I'm not getting to fast enough and will be mailed home. And then, taking Jeff up on this offer to stay at his house and have food. So I'm kind of out of the self-supported mode, not kind of, totally out of, in those moves, but it comes because of the scouting that I've had to do on this route. So that's the thing, is I'm not really following a route. I'm not in an event. This is not a race. So the context of trying to do that and totally self-supported is just getting to be a little too much. And I need to be able to cover ground a bit faster to ever make it through this whole thing and make it home. So trying to stay true to the core of what I'm trying to do out here, which is raise money for Georgia Cycling Association. Look up Tackling the Trail, Eddie O'Day, Georgia Cycling Association, any combination thereof, you'll find the donation page. Please consider making a donation to them. It is an amazing group that uses mountain biking as a way to Georgia Cycling Association, which is a youth development program that uses cycling as a way to help bring kids into cycling, but also just help them teach them discipline, stick-to-itiveness. Everybody gets to participate. Nobody is sitting the bench. This isn't, you know, high school baseball, and if you're not playing varsity as your senior year, you're probably going to get pushed out of it. That never happens in our organization, the Georgia Cycling Association. Everybody gets to participate, and everybody that does participate is contributing to their team in some way. So it's really cool and unique in that way. So I hope everybody gets a chance to check it out. That is the main focus of what I'm doing out here. I am certainly trying to ride this route in whole, and will continue to do that and do it under my own power. I'm just going to have to start asking the world for a little bit of help here and there. I'm not going to be over the top about it, but there's certainly some times here where it's been needed, and or just plain comforting. So that's what's going on. I am about to get after it, leaving Warren, Vermont, now, headed towards the New York-Vermont border. I'm about to hit Lincoln Gap, which I am told is the steepest road, paved road in Vermont. My Garmin tells me there's a 1.4-mile section at 14% average. So that's going to be fun on a 50-pound bike. So I better get after it. Sun's going to set soon, a couple hours. So I need to get through that and see what kind of legs I have afterwards. So thanks for listening. I will check in again tomorrow. And bye.